FM 90.3 WJTL, Johnny Diaz, Let Faith Move You. Good morning, it's 8:20.
Weather forecast, there is a flash flood watch through noon today. Clouds and showers, possible thunderstorms for the rest of the day. Clearing out this afternoon, high 82. Tonight, clear, low 64. Winning Wednesday, sunny skies, high 80. Currently, it's cloudy and 74.
Joining us live via phone, on the phone, is our friend Daryl Stolzfus. He's the regional director for Christ in Action. Good morning to you, Daryl.
Good morning, Fred. Thanks for having me on.
Daryl, it's always great to talk with you and find out what Christ in Action is doing. I know a lot of people have been impacted by Hurricane Florence, and we get a lot of folks asking us, what can we do to help?
Yeah, and first of all, I want to say thank you so much for the partnership that WJTL and Christ in Action has had over the years. It's been a lot, and Christ in Action has seen so many people from Lancaster County get involved and go to natural disasters through the years. So it's greatly appreciated because right now they really do need volunteers. And it's not just Christ in Action. I mean, you have Mennonite disaster response. You have the Red Cross, different things like that. But we partner up with Christ in Action, which is awesome. They are actually on the ground right now and setting up and accepting volunteers as of today. Just to give you an idea, we were hoping to get some sort of live update down there from them, but it could be a little tenuous right now with everything going on. Today, they're actually saying that could be one of the worst days because the rain has kind of passed, but the waters are still rising. And the New Bern, North Carolina area, which is where they're set up and setting up right now today, got hit pretty hard. In fact, they had over 200 home rescues in that area. We have seen that Florence has taken some lives down there as well. And so they're really hoping through this process the rest of the day that there won't be any more lives lost. But they are ready to go. And there's many different ways to get involved. First of all, you can volunteer. If you want to go down yourself, that's fine. We encourage you to grab three or four friends and go down. But you don't want to self-deploy. You do want to go online at ChristInAction.com. Right on the homepage of ChristInAction.com, you can scroll down to the bottom. There are two banners down there. One is Give Now, and one is Volunteer. And so you can click on there. You sign up. Once you sign up, you are actually given the exact location of where you're going. Even if you take a group down, you still have to sign up as individuals, and then you can load everybody in the vehicle and go down. It's kind of strange because, like, even today here in this area, we got some rain out of it. Fortunately, we didn't get a lot, so it seems like everything's okay. But here we have a couple states right down there that are just devastated and really need our help. So, you know, this is the body of Christ coming together and going down and helping people who have basically lost everything. If you can't go yourself, it basically costs Christ in Action about $55,000 just to deploy, just to get there and get everything set up, and so that they can be ready to go in and help people with their homes. They take down heavy machinery to remove debris, and it takes them a little bit of time to get up and be able to start serving meals, ready to hand out essentials for people, water, things like that. So, and it costs about $3,000 a day just to operate. So if you can't go physically, you can also give, and everything is right on ChristInAction.com.
And if folks want to go, are you looking for people with special skills, Daryl, to head down there?
Yeah, that's really a great question. The answer is yes, and the answer is no. If you have special skills and you can operate heavy equipment, we could use you with the skid loaders and everything else. If you can go down and sit down with somebody at a meal and just to encourage them that take it a day at a time, then you are qualified as well. So it goes all the way from skilled to somebody who's just there to minister. We go into homes, we rip out things, you can do some demolition, and you do have to be 18 years old or older. Just because of the climate, and they tell you exactly what to pack, what type of boots, what type of apparel to wear, and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, anywhere from just being a voice there to help minister or encourage somebody, all the way up to skilled labor.
Once again, visit online christinaction.com. As wonderful as it'd be if you just go jump in your truck right now and go to the website, because they want to know you're coming. They want to be able to deploy you. And I love what Daryl said. Take some friends. And not only will this be a great help to the people there who have been so impacted, but man, you got, if you grab three or four friends and you go down there, think of the memories that you're going to make to be able to tell how God worked through you during Hurricane Florence as well.
I will tell you, Fred, it's almost like a missions trip where you feel like you're going to minister to somebody, but when you get there and you come back, your life is more impacted sometimes than the people you're serving. And this is exactly that situation. You will not regret taking off a few days from work to go down, and we never like to see these tragedies happen, but this one's a little closer, so it's within a drive. It's not real expensive to get down there, and so take some of that vacation time. It will change your life at the same time you're changing somebody else's life.
Now, Daryl, I know that you guys go as soon as you can, but I know also you often tell us that it's a month from now, it's 6 months from now when these folks are trying to rebuild their lives, that sometimes you need workers too. So if folks can't go now, can they sign up for down the road?
Yeah, actually they can. Right now, basically we take it a month at a time. So we're accepting volunteers all the way up to the middle of October. I think it's October 19th. So if you can't go this week, but you could next or the next 3 weeks, you know, 3 weeks from now, they're still accepting volunteers. And basically what will happen is we're down there for a month, committed to that at this point. And then at that point, they'll reevaluate to see the need and see if volunteers are still coming in and they can keep operating. So it gets updated constantly throughout the next month. But, yeah, if people can't go now, they can go in 2 weeks. Right now they're accepting volunteers till the middle of October.
Go to ChristInAction.com if you're able to volunteer, if you have skills, or if you just have that servant attitude. Both are wonderful, but the servant one is the important one. Go to ChristInAction.com, sign up. If you can't go, opportunities for you to give there as well. Daryl, thank you so much for filling us in.
You bet. Thank you. And if you can't do either of those two, pray. I mean, people just need to be lifted up.
Yeah.
The body of Christ down there, and those who don't know Christ yet, this is a way to impact their life, to bring them into an eternal hope as well. So thank you guys very much for your time.
Daryl Stoltz, who's from Christ in Action. Daryl, thank you so much for your time. And once again, go to ChristInAction.com. Back to the music with Lauren Daigle, her song You Say on FM 90.3 WJTL, your home for Christ, community music.